you ever heard that used?
Yes, that would be, I think, a pimp is like a man who solicits men for a prostitute, and then he gets, you know, part of her money.
Have you ever heard
like her agent?
The word pimp used to mean anything else? Like call a tattletale a pimp?
No, I haven't.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it or stay away from it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go, what, me the hammer?
Would you go bring me a hammer or go get me a hammer?
And if a child's learned something new and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask who?
Who told you that?
Or maybe learned how to whistle. You'd say who?
Who taught you how to whistle or who showed you how to whistle.
Okay. And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
Bad frost.
What about something else? Like a frost?
I don't know.
If it gets colder than a frost, you might have a...
Oh, a freeze.
And you'd say it was so cold that the pipes...
froze.
And...
they burst.
And I was going to wrap them, but the pipes had already...
already burst.
Because the water had...
frozen.
And if it gets very cold, the water, the pipes will...
freeze.
And...
burst.
And if there's just thin ice maybe around the lake, you'd say that the lake...
if it's just... well, I'd probably say it's partially frozen or...
did you ever say it skimmed over or scaled over?
No.
And talking about...
we don't have much ice on ponds around here to say it about.
Talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about...
you mean a unit of measurement, or?
Mm-hmm. It's about...
I don't know, about the... I have no idea how tall this room is, how high it is.
We'll say 8 or 9.
Well, yeah, I guess 9 feet tall, say.
And you say that wasn't an accident. He did that...
on purpose.
And he moved here in 1960, and he's lived here ever...
since.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines out and the road's all...
the roads are closed.
Or it's all... talking about them tearing it up. You say it's all...
it's all torn up.
And say if we were sitting here and nobody was saying anything and all of a sudden I asked you what you said, you'd say, well, what would you answer?
I'd say nothing.
And I'd say, oh, I thought you said...
something.
And you get on a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, well, why don't you...
why don't you try it on?
And you say, I have just what him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
And yesterday he...
wrote a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
write a letter.
And you say, I wrote him, it was time I was getting a...
what now?
I wrote him and it was time I was getting an...
getting an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Okay. And do you ever hear people say, back the letter?
Back the letter?
Uh-huh.
No.
I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And you'd say, she what him with a big knife.
He stabbed.
And if the teacher goes in a classroom and sees a picture on the blackboard, she might say, who?
Who did this or who drew this?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
to haul it?
Did you ever use another word for that? To...
to